what did the Employment Tribunal decide in this case?
Well, the Tribunal concluded that the memorandum would have been inherently insulting to anyone who is gay. The Tribunal said that the comment was a professional slur of the utmost gravity. That was its words. The Tribunal highlighted that it did not make any difference that the author of the statement had not intended Mr. Bennett to see the memorandum. So whatever the author's intentions in committing the comment to paper, that person risked it being lost, seen by their staff, or discovered by Mr. Bennett, which was what in fact happened. The claimant's complaint of sexual orientation discrimination in relation to the memorandum was upheld.
The law firm appealed to the Employment Appeal Tribunal though, didn't it? So what was the outcome of that appeal?
Yes, that's right. And the EAT has now fully endorsed the Tribunal's decision. The EAT had no difficulty in seeing how the Employment Tribunal came to the conclusion that a reasonable employee might think that the comments in the memorandum were to his or her detriment.